Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Chickies in South Philly on Packer Avenue. Brandon Graham Show coming up at 6. Players Lounge at 7. The guest this week on the Players Lounge will be Landon Dickerson. You can come watch us here at Chickies. Watch on YouTube. Listen on the Odyssey app or on WIP.
So see, I didn't see if we can get Landon and be like, yeah, we want that record.
Yes, you got to bait him into it.
Oh, we do. Yeah. Definitely going to pressure him.
So this morning, I did not hear this, but I needed to hear it. Ike, you didn't hear it either.
I did not.
Chuck and Seth. So the setup here is that the morning show was talking about whether they should go for the record or not. And Chuck from Mount Airy called and got into it a little bit with Seth Joyner, and here's how it went.
Nobody talks about this record unless somebody comes close to breaking in. You have somebody 2,000 yards. It's not that important. All right?
It is important. I mean, it all depends on how you define that.
It's not important.
Yeah, it is important.
It's not important, Joe.
Hey, Chuck.
Chuck,
you can't come on here and talk about what's important to Saquon and what's important to those offensive linemen. You don't know what's important to them.
Hold up. I never said Saquon. Nor did
No. You just said it's not important.
As a fan, I said it's not important. I didn't make specifics of who's important to and who is not important.
Well, who is it important to?
As a fan of football, as a fan of this team, what's important to me is doing something that your team never did, and that's bring a Super Bowl.
Let him go.
Hold on. Let him go.
At the end of the day, my friend, I possess a Super Bowl ring, okay?
Okay.
I possess a Super Bowl. So step back off of that, because you don't have a Super Bowl ring. So don't fire at me like that.
And by the way, Chuck, I'll say this.
Do not fire at me like that, okay?
Okie dokie.
He stepped in it a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Chuck, man.
By the way,
runs hot.
Seth sounded a little bit like me there. He was like, Chuck.
Chuck brings that out of you, man. He brings that out of us. I've been there. I know it.
Oh my God.
I know it. I've been there with Chuck.
Been there too, yeah.
Yeah, who hasn't been there with Chuck?
Bleeping suck as a host, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that got him suspended. Yeah, you know what? I forgot about that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, well, I didn't know if Seth had brought up the fact that he had won a Super Bowl. So, yeah,
he did.
Yeah, he did. So, good.
It's good to bring that one up. It's a pretty big trump card.
Yeah. Yes, I do. Pretty much ends that.
Yeah. Although Chuck was referring to the Eagles team.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I know that's what he was referring to.
215-592-9494. OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG? Ooh,
that was one for the ages. I need to go back and listen to that one. Yeah, right on. Listen, I agree with Spike on this one here, and for a number of reasons. I'm not just thinking about Saquon's possibly being injured. That ain't the big thing for me. The main thing is that we're talking about an offensive line that we've seen Landon Dickerson land on the field yesterday, slow to get up. Mekhi Becton was taken out of the game. Okay, so Lane Johnson, we don't know what he may – because everybody's dealing with something at this time of the year. So if we can find get some space, which we actually can get that number one seed where we can get the bye, this is just as good as a bye to rest these guys, because in order for the OG Wade four-point system to work for us in the playoffs and to go on and win the Super Bowl, we're going to have to win at that line of scrimmage. We're going to have to win on the defensive line. We're going to have Saquon Barkley healthy enough and fresh enough to carry the ball and for our quarterback not to turn the ball over. So, to me, that's the picture I'm looking at. As far as the record thing, it's almost like putting me in a mindset of when we were pushing for Joel Embiid to score the 72, and he's never been the same since he did that. You know what I'm saying? We wanted him to go to the Olympics. He went to the Olympics. He's not the product that we sent to the Olympics. I'm concerned about the well-being of the team as a whole. It's not just Saquon Barkley. Any one of them offensive linemen in their quest of trying to get this record could be injured. My point to this here is, we've had multiple times for Saquon Barkley to get that record. He set out multiple fourth quarters. He actually checked out of the Giants game where he could have added to that. We could have ran him yesterday in the fourth quarter and probably got the damn yards that he needed to win the record. So to me, since we forfeited those opportunities to grant him that, I don't think that we chase. That's my only problem, only issue.
Nope. That was a good that was a good argument against it, but
it was
not strong enough. You know why, OG? Because that doesn't outweigh the joy and the excitement that we're all going to have as Eagle fans when he does break that record. That's not going to. It's not going to. Mm-hmm. It's not. That doesn't outweigh that. And we all understand there is risk there. Yes, go ahead.
Let me ask you this question.
Yes.
What excitement would be better, more for you, Saquon Barkley winning that or us winning the Super Bowl?
Both.
What would bring you more excitement?
Both.
Because we have a choice.
Hey, here's the thing. No, you don't. You don't have a choice. It's not we don't break the record and we win the Super Bowl. Are you kidding me? Else it would be unanimous in this town over this debate. We don't have a choice. So this isn't you get one or the other. You can end up with neither, or you can end up with both.
Right, and you also could run him on Sunday and still don't get it.
I seriously doubt that, and so do you.
Okay, see, okay.
You doubt that. You know damn well if we go out there to get that record, he's getting that record. And that's why I want to do it, OG. If the Giants were a team that were playing for something, you know, playing for their playoff lives, and we didn't have anything else to play for, something like that, then I'd be like, okay, what's the sense of putting our guy out there to get injured while these guys are going to be going full throttle? I wholeheartedly believe the Giants are going to lay down Sunday. They're going to lay down Sunday. I believe that. Okay. I don't mean that literally. Okay. What I'm saying is, from a mental standpoint, players going into the final game of the season like that usually are trying to protect themselves, especially when they don't have anything to play for. Their season is over with. The last thing those guys want to do, guys that are potential free agents, guys that could have a contract coming up, they don't want to go out there and get injured themselves for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to get injured. They already ruined the number one overall pick last week. They ruined the number one overall pick by winning that meaningless game yesterday.
Yeah, I'm more concerned about our offensive linemen being healthy throughout going into the playoffs than winning a rushing title off of that's, you know, for me.
I understand. Listen, I don't begrudge anybody who doesn't think they should do it. I really don't. I totally understand why you wouldn't do it. I would even understand if the Eagles decided that's what they're going to do. I'm just telling you, I would be disappointed if they did that, and I want them to go for it. That's pretty much what I'm saying.
And you know what else? You know what else? Main thing is what I said before is that they had multiple times to do this.
No, you're right.
And we didn't attempt to do it.
You're right, because they were trying to preserve.
Yesterday, we could have done. He literally could have got it yesterday. Dallas was done. He could have went out there and got that 101 yards, and we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
I agree. Certainly could have took off another 50.
Yeah. I mean, he was already at, 31 carries yesterday?
Yeah. Could have used about three or four more carries. He'd have been good.
All right, OG. Appreciate the comment.
I mean, I hit the prop, though. I had him over 23 carries, so I was good.
All right. As long as you won your bet, OG.
That's what it's always about.
Yep.
By the way, if Jalen was going for an all-time record on Sunday, OG would be saying to go for it.
Oh, of course he would.
What record would he be going for?
Yeah, I have no idea. Maybe
most fraud touchdowns? All right. Now?
Least amount of – never mind.
Okay. Saquon, 2,000 yards, 2,000 rushing yards. How many receiving yards does he have? A couple hundred?
Yeah, probably.
Jack, could you look that up real quick?
We still can't throw the running backs the ball around here a whole lot.
Well, I think he made a good point? He was like, well – In New York, when they were throwing to me, they didn't have A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert and so on and so on.
He has 278 rushing.
Okay, all right. So he's got 2,000 rushing yards, 278 receiving yards.
He set the franchise record yesterday for total yards.
Total yards.
In a season, yes.
So the question being, where does it rank in terms of Eagles' single-season offensive seasons? Let me throw some out at you, and you tell me whether better or not better.
Yeah.
I'll start with the most difficult one for you guys first. Carson Wentz, 2017.
No.
Carson, 3,300 yards passing, 33 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Saquon or Carson?
That's not an easy one.
Do you want to come back to it?
Yeah.
All right. Michael Vick, 2010. Runner-up MVP, 3,000 passing yards, 21 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, 676 rushing yards, 9 rushing touchdowns.
Another tough one. Yeah. I'm going Saquon.
Saquon over Vic.
Yeah.
Okay. Nick Foles, 2013, 27 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 119.2 QB rating.
Saquon.
Donovan, 04. 3,875 passing yards, 31 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, 220 rushing yards, 3 touchdowns.
Saquon.
Randall, 90. 3,500 passing yards, 942 rushing yards, 30 touchdowns, 13 interceptions, 5 rushing touchdowns.
That's a great year.
That's a great year. I'm putting that one off to the side.
Yeah, that's a great year. Yeah, it's a great year.
Jalen, 22.
Nah, don't even worry about it.
Shady, 1,600 rushing yards in 2013. 1,600 rushing yards, 9 touchdowns, 52 catches, 500 yards, 2,146 yards from scrimmage. I think you have to put this Saquon ahead of it just because it's...
I'm going Saquon ahead of that one.
Yeah.
That was a great year by Shady. Boy.
Great year, but... They're so similar, and Saquon's numbers are better.
Yeah.
So, B. West, 07.
That's
1,300 rushing yards, 7 touchdowns, 90 catches, 771 yards, 5 touchdowns.
That's another great year. Got to go Saquon, though.
Saquon. The B. West one feels like the most similar because he was such a...
He was the total... He was the engine of the offense. Yes.
Right.
Yeah, so that, I would... Let me put that one on the side, too.
Okay.
That's 4 I got on the side. Carson.
Carson.
Randall.
Randall and B. West.
And
B. only West. 3 on
okay,
the side.
3 on the side. Okay.
2 more. T.O., 04, 77 catches, 1,200 yards, 14 touchdowns.
Now, his numbers aren't as gaudy as the others.
But he meant the same thing.
Yes, sir. The impact, what he meant.
Yep.
I'll put him to the side, too.
Okay. And then final one, Wilbert Montgomery, 1979. 1,500 rushing yards, 9 touchdowns, 41 catches, 494 yards, 3 touchdowns.
In fairness, I wasn't here for the 79 season.
Yep.
So I don't know what that felt like. Did that lead to the 80? Is that the team that went to the Super Bowl? Or was that just the year before?
What was the 80 Super Bowl that was played in 81, right?
Right. I'm saying
I think it's the year before.
Okay, so it was year before. Okay. I would put Saquon's ahead of that one.
Okay, so off to the side, we have Saquon's season with Wentz.
Wentz. Randall.
Randall. Donovan.
And T.O.
And T.O.
See, those other three... Randall's was great from an individual standpoint. What did that team do?
So that was the 90 team.
10-6?
Yeah, and remember, he didn't win any playoff games here.
Right.
But yeah, 10-6.
But that was a great individual season.
Yes.
The other three, B. West's season was also more of an individual season. The team wasn't really great. And he was the focal point of the offense. So I would eliminate B. West's season.
By the way, the 942 rushing yards for Randall is outrageous.
That's outrageous.
Yeah.
Dude, how did Montana win MVP that year?
Because they were probably
they were good.
15-1.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, 26 touchdowns, 16 interceptions versus that Randall year. 30 passing touchdowns, 13, and then 942 rushing yards.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's what I'm saying. They probably gave it to him because the team was better. His team was probably
14-2,
better.
14-2,
yeah. Yeah. But that's a great individual year from Randall. That is outstanding. I would probably – Wentz's season led to a Super Bowl. T.O.'s season led to going to the Super Bowl. This season feels like it's leading us to the Super Bowl.
It's got – maybe we look at it afterwards and see where it places based on what they do. I mean, regular season.
It would be Saquon and Wentz's season.
Those are the two.
Those are the two for me. No disrespect to Randall's season that probably was greater than any of them as an individual season.
And T.O.
And T.O.'s season, 13 games, a wide receiver.
14, right? He played
was
14.
Was it 14 games?
Yeah.
Okay, 14 games. He's playing wide receiver. I understand the impact. This dude is touching the ball an awful lot.
Yeah.
Like, this dude, Saquon, is touching the ball
31 times.
Yeah.
In a blowout, by the way.
Yeah. Man.
It's pretty crazy.
That's a tough one. Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. Saquon's season is up there.
It is.
It really is. I mean, 2,000 yards rushing is nothing to sneeze at.
The only eight other players have done it. The Twitter question, sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online, marks-jewelers.com. Which team are you on heading into Sunday's game? Play Saquon or sit Saquon? 52% play Saquon, 48% sit Saquon. 215-592-9494. Steve in Audubon, you're on WIP.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Steve.
What's up, Steve?
Let me tell you something. I sit there and I think about it. You know, I watched yesterday. I was there, of course, okay? And I realized who we're playing. You're playing a team that from the fans being ridiculed, okay? I'm guilty of it, okay? You know, laughing about how you let this guy go, okay? Go to the players, okay? You only need one player to be, like, loopy, okay? And take a cheap shot, okay? I don't want to take that risk. That's why I'm for Spike Eskin, okay? I don't want to take a risk of one cheap shot, okay, to make a name for himself. He knocked him out, and his name he's making for himself is up in New York, okay, who's already a division rival. And you know what? I think ownership, okay, they're the ones that are the biggest blame in New York, okay, giving up on the guy. Simple as that, right? And I think his players, everybody in the organization is embarrassed. And I don't want to take the chance. I've won a Super Bowl trophy more than I won an individual award. It's really that simple. And let me tell you something. There's not a better guy, okay, to have this situation be in front of him than Saquon Barkley. He says all the right things. Okay, I think he means all the right things. Listen, I'm leaving it up to the coach. If the coach wants me to sit, I'm sitting. Okay, the big picture is the Super Bowl. Okay, though I would like to do it, okay, but I'll do what I'm told. You know, how many guys are like that? How many? That's so rare. I don't want him hurt.
Well, every guy's like that. Hold on. Every guy's like that. My teammate was just on earlier, Donovan McNabb, and he talked about in 2001 when we went down to play Tampa because it was the makeup game from 9/11, And it was a meaningless game. We had already clinched our spot and our seeding and everything. But those, Donovan, I believe Hugh, may have been one. It was a couple players who had million-dollar incentives on the line that they could have gotten had they played in that game. And the coach asked them not to do it, and they acquiesced. So, and that's what $1 million on the line.
Okay, well, I'm hearing you, okay? And that covers you.
And we didn't go to the Super Bowl, by the way. So it was done. It was done. It was done. It was done in the mindset of the Super Bowl is the bigger goal and this, that, and the other. And, yeah, guess what? We didn't go to the Super Bowl. Now, Donovan got his money because he wanted to get a $100 million contract. I asked Hugh, did he miss that $1 million?
It absolutely covers when you say that.
Guy won't even buy a battery for his car. The answer is yes.
It covers that other players over time, okay, have acted like Saquon Barkley right now. I'm with Deskin still. My vote is, okay, play it out like a preseason game. Keep your horses ready, okay, because we got to win. We got to win three games to get to the Super Bowl, okay? When the Vikings are probably the ones going to be has to win two, okay? And we're going to probably have to pay them back and go there. Come on, okay? I want all my horses, because we're going to need them.
I feel you.
All right, Steve.
I'm with you.
By the way, the Vikings are the, I think that the most under the radar.
Oh, no doubt.
13-2 team that, or 14-2 team that I've ever seen.
I've never been more sure that the Vikings will be in the NFC Championship game than I am right now.
Yeah, I mean
they're the most disrespected team. Nobody talks about them.
Yeah.
You know that's the team that's going to wind up in the NFC Championship game.
They've only lost twice.
They lost two games, and I think they lost. They lost to
Detroit. They lost by one, a two, right?
And I think the other game, who'd they lose to? They lost by, like, one possession or something? That was a one-score game, too. And it was back-to-back weeks, I think, and then they fell off the map.
Right.
And they haven't lost since.
And Sam Darnold's numbers are MVP numbers.
Ridiculous Sam Darnold's numbers. Yeah. What does he got, 35 touchdowns?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They lost to the Rams.
Oh,
it was the Rams on a Sunday night, right? Yeah.
And Brian Flores has been – I mean, that defense is really good.
Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you, that's a team nobody is paying attention to.
Nope.
No
one
really
end up winning
fears.
Sunday night.
Yep.
And he's not Case Keenum.
No, he's not
Case Keenum.
Sam,
yeah.
I mean, remember, Sam Darnold was a top draft pick.
Yeah, people forget that.
Yeah.
Dude,
shut up, Jack.
How about Carolina? They had Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold on the same team.
Yep.
And now they got Bryce Young.
Who's heating up?
Baker's about to throw 40 touchdowns down there in Tampa. And Sam Darnold is about to lead his team to potentially 15 wins. He's won 14 games already.
Yep.
Sam Darnold.
And they were both there.
And they were both in Carolina.
Jack, you didn't give your opinion Saquon season or Wentz's season.
Yeah,
Wentz, come on.
No. He's a Wentz guy.
Come on, right. Dude, Wentz was...
That Wentz season was
dude,
magical.
Dude, come on, happy birthday, Bronco.
Man, Bronco, let him buck.
Let me tell you,
I'm going to tell you, this game can't get over fast enough Sunday for me to get home and watch Carson take on the Broncos.
Carve him up.
Are you kidding me? I'm not even going red zone.
Let me tell you, delegation's not happy with either of you taking Carson over Saquon. I just got to say.
Well, I didn't take him over Saquon.
I don't know. Yeah, that was on me. Put that one on me. But, I mean, we had Josh Allen before Josh Allen. I mean, that was a quarterback.
Oh,
that was a quarterback.
That was a quarterback, man. That was a quarterback spike.
All right. Now, the big question is, well, no. So, we have game balls coming up next with top five. I'm trying to think who I will wonder about whether they get a game ball or not.
Well, here's a little preview.
In my head, I know three guys.
There's some other things that happened during the game yesterday that I also want to point out because it was a 41-7 beatdown.
Right.
We're having a lot of fun with these game balls.
Okay. All right. So that is next. We're Chickies in South Philly.
How much time we got? Real quick.
Okay.
Before we go to game balls.
Okay.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
Shout out to AJ Brown. Getting Tanner McKee's ball back.
Oh, yeah.
Giving the fan the autographed jersey.
Yep.
The game-worn jersey.
Yep.
Man, I tell you, AJ, how could you ever want to see that guy playing in another uniform?
Yeah, Jack.
Yeah, AJ Brown.
Yeah. There goes one of the game balls.
The bully.
Jeffrey is somewhere saying, you know, I paid for the jersey. AJ doesn't pay for the jersey. It's actually my
Meanwhile,
jersey.
Meanwhile, Mike Trout got another football.
Oh,
dude,
yeah, enough.
Stop giving Mike Trout football.
Yeah, enough treating him like he's nine.
Unless he requests the trade.
No.
I agree with.
Hold on.
I agree with Jack.
He needs to be cut off until he says, "I'll come home."
No, I'll come home. He needs to be cut off. He is a grown man.
Jack.
He has their phone numbers.
He's also built a spectacular golf course that we're trying to.
Enough
and
out of you guys.
We do have a motto on this show: private courses only.
All right.
And Jaws courses.
Yes.
Right. Don't ever forget about Jaws' courses, man.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.